The Atonement Child by Francine Rivers. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. The Atonement Child is read by Liz Curtis Higgs.
It was on a cold January night when the unthinkable, unpardonable happened. The evening had gone as usual for Dinah Carey as she served food at the Stanton Manor Retirement Home. She enjoyed her work, often talking animatedly with the elderly patrons in the basement cafeteria. Sally Wentworth was a great cook and planned a varied menu. The rest of the diners had left, all but Mr. Packard, who was taking his time. "Your car still in the shop, Dinah?" "Yes, sir. They're still waiting for a part to come in." "Is that young man of yours going to come pick you up?" She smiled at him as she filled the salt shakers. "Not this evening, Mr. Packard. He's teaching a Bible study." "Maybe Sally can take you home. It's not far to the bus stop." "A mile at least, and a pretty girl like you shouldn't be out on her own after dark." "I'm always careful." "Careful isn't good enough these days. Time was you could walk from one end of town to the other without worrying. I remember when I was a boy, we knew everybody. We left our doors unlocked, never had to be afraid. I don't know what the world's coming to these days." "We have to close down, Dinah," Sally said from behind the counter, loudly enough so Mr. Packard would hear. Taking the hint, the old man got up. "Everybody's in a hurry these days," he said with a glance toward the kitchen. Then his eyes came to rest on her again. "Good night, Dinah. You be careful out there tonight." "I will, sir," she said with a fond smile, touching his shoulder as he passed. "Try not to worry." She watched the old man walk.